and fake KPP in his 5-minute drive to work. Mobile and cold. WAEAP. KF8S. WAEAP. KE8VSI Mobile. Not that easy. Good morning, WAEAP.
Good morning. I just fired up the radio, hit the road, and there you are.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was out here about 10 minutes ago calling people. Nobody was out here. You know, it's early for you to be off. This, you know, going out to breakfast or...
Oh, I had a filling come out, so I'm on my way to the dentist. And then, got a cleaning this afternoon, so 2 dentist appointments today. Yay.
Roger. Yeah, I just had a permanent filling put in. It was a filling. It was filled years ago, and it turned into a root canal. They did that, put a temporary filling. Now they just put the permanent one on there. If that was Monday or Tuesday. I forget, one of those 2 days. So yeah, I'm good for the dentist until March to my cleaning.
Ah, very good. Yeah, I got another implant in January, so that'll be fun. But this was a filling that just came out, so I got to have it looked at today. And of course, my normal cleanings I get four times a year. I don't know. The fun, the joys of having inherited some bad teeth.
Joe, yeah, you're supposed to snow a little bit today, but it'll probably melt. It's supposed to be warm next, I don't know, supposed to warm up for a day or two. So may not, probably won't be a green Christmas. No, it'll be a green Christmas. It won't be a white Christmas. Oh, well. I don't care.
Yeah, it's always nice to have snow on Christmas, but in the end, it don't matter really to me either. I heard 1 to 2 inches overnight, and then maybe another inch tomorrow. So, as far as today, during the day, I don't know. But I'm thinking by tomorrow, we might actually have something.
I'm really disappointed we didn't get any snow. No, well, we did. We got like... inch of snow, it's pretty much gone. So I was hoping to do some snowmobiling this weekend when I go up there, but it's not looking like it. But you never know up there because you get the lake effect, which is kind of unpredictable.
Well, hopefully you will have something and you can go play. It's kind of crazy that you got a nice place up north and then you got a trailer north from there to go snowmobiling. Yuck.
We haven't trailered the machine in years because we sold the trailer. But now that we got the side-by-side, you know, if it's cold out and there's no snow and the trails are frozen, we'll just take the side-by-side out, bundle up, put our snowmobile suits on, and take the side-by-side out. We've done that a few times in the last couple of years, so it should be good either way.
Oh, yeah, nothing wrong with that. I'd almost prefer that. Is there heat on that thing?
No heat. It's open. It's an open machine. So, what's this guy going to do? Guy walking to work. Anyhow, no, it's an open machine. But I do have a little windshield that keeps the cold air off your face. But I wear a helmet and a snowmobile suit, so I'm not going to get cold either way.
Yep, roger that. Yeah, you can dress for anything, so I guess if you do it right, you'll be okay.
The only thing I miss is the foot warmers and the hand... The snowmobile has the foot warmers and the hand warmers and all that stuff built in. So, if it's in, like, the 20s or 30s, it won't be bad. But if it's down, you know, in the teens or less, then it might get a little bit cold after a couple hours. Anyhow, I'm just rolling up to work here, so good luck at the dentist, and catch you out there later on. Have a good morning. This is WATAP.
All right, get in there. Fill your day. Get it done. Get it out of the way. Talk to you soon. KEAGSI. KZ8Z. KEAGSI. Are you lurking?
At ADDF Mobile. NADBF testing, this horrible audio on an FTM 500.
I'm hearing you okay with a little bit of a hum or a buzz in it, but it's so minor I don't even realize what it is. Just enough to know that it's there. W8RCY.
You should hear it on the receiving end. It sounds like a high-pitched squealing bug.
No!
I'm about 2 seconds away from throwing it out the window.
Before you throw it out the window, back off the mic. You sounded over mod, and your breathing was coming through rather heavily.
My bad. Yeah, probably because I'm about to freak out. This is the last ever EAC product I'll ever, ever, ever buy.
Could it be the fan? Could it be acoustical? I had some fans that made crazy noises like that. In fact, the one I got a Yaesu in front of me right now, the fan's making a little weird noise that I would describe like that. Is that possible?
No, and my piece of crap iPhone is not letting me record video because, I mean, it's so bad right now, I'll be able to pick it up on camera.
Those are your only fans. You're not supposed to talk about that out here.
Only fans of Dakota breaking radio equipment. It might sell.
I thought it sounds like the mice got into it.
Yeah, Sean, you're OnlyFans. You're not supposed to talk about that.
Wow. Didn't know it would make him speechless.
So, Dakota, what are you going to do? You gonna rip that thing out and throw it? Or because I won't be back to the office until after Christmas. I wouldn't mind checking it out installed, but it might not be convenient.
I'm at my wit's end, and I'm going to order an ICOM. I already called the ASU, left a message, so when the tech calls me back, I'm going to say, send me a new radio, or I'm going to broadcast this everywhere, because I can't even fathom how they couldn't hear this.
You know, if you had a Motorola, you wouldn't have that problem.
The OnlyFans. Hi, Fred.
W8R2.
I skipped out of, why did I skip out? They canceled physical therapy for me until after the first of the year.
Fred, stop trying to talk over the users, huh?
I was keyed up before that other user. I was watching the screen.
Louder than God, you can hear the fly fart in the background.
Well, at least I'm not having packet loss like you sometimes.
Sean, I just posted it in Telegram. You can hear it in the video.
Tell me if you hear that fly fart in the background.
Make sure it doesn't bark,
because
it's probably me.
Sean must have got busy. Give me the
sugar. Yeah, they're probably...
I have to turn this one off. I think I can hear the noise in the video here. And I'm not, Dakota. I don't know if that's because it got compressed and lost over the Telegram or what, but I am not hearing anything that I could... that would indicate what you're hearing. I just texted it to you. Not hearing it. I cannot hear it over the videos at all. I wonder if it's, I don't know, you got good hearing. I was going to say, I wonder if it's too high pitch, but I mean, I hear it plain as day every single time that audio circuit turns on. Oh, you're saying it's just when there's audio? Okay, I'll listen a little bit closer. If you see the S-meter movement in the video, it's happening. And there's no way it's RF, because this is the only radio that it happens to. I don't know, maybe my hearing's not as good, I can't pick it up. I'll be ordering a 5100 today or tomorrow. All right, now that I'm stopped, I'm going to try to get a better video. I know there's probably some road noise in that one. And it seems like I can hear very faint things in that video. But, I don't know about frequency response, of course. You know, I don't know if it's traveling the network. But now that little that you sometimes hear out of Romeo, that's something, some bizarre artifact of that being an XPR on analog. Anyhow, Dakota, I'll have to see it in person because it's either getting lost in the, you know, when we send these over to phone, I'm sure they're getting compressed, and if it's a really, really high pitch, you know, it's probably out of the pass band of what's, I don't know, you know, but I'm just definitely not hearing it here. Yeah, I'll have to hook up, although this radio's not going to make it that long. It literally sounds like a squeaky belt. And a DBF from W8FU. Oh, does anybody know where I could get a gift box for a bottle of wine?
NADVF.
So where do your travels take you today? I just left the old doctor to get a Z-Pack because I got all the family coming over this weekend for Christmas, and of course I got a cold. So I'm trying to nip that in the butt. And then I got to go pick up my script, and then I'm going home. And I think I might play hooky tomorrow, too.
All right. Now, I just I got to head out that way. I just, in a while, I figured if you were, if I was passing by and we could connect real quick, but no big deal. Long shot, anyhow.
Where are you headed?
My rapping girl. She's out at like Sugar Bush and 21.
Oh, that's Nantucket for me. I'm way out there. You know what? I'm sorry I'm beating a dead horse. I just changed the LCD brightness to max and the hissing's gone. Like, unacceptable on every level.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about turning down the brightness. I think I turned mine back up. But I tried mine in all different brightness levels. All right, anyhow, I'm at Target here. I got to go inside. I got to find a box for a bottle of wine. I have no idea where I could find it. It's got to exist somewhere. But, no, I figured if you were at work, that was on, I'd be passing by you on my way to work, but it sounds like you're not working, so. I'll catch you in a bit. W8FU.
All righty. NABBF.
So anyhow,
I've emailed, I've left a message, I'm waiting to hear back.
So are you up near your house, out that way?
Yeah, I'm over the city going to pick up Chris.
Right, right. Okay, no, I just, I'm going to head north here. But when I hit 59, I'll be skedaddling east, so nowhere near you.
I can get a better video, or just do an audio recording so it doesn't crash.
That's all I can figure, because like I said, either I just am not able to hear it, or it's being filtered out, you know, just outside of the bandpass for the video. I don't know. That would make sense to me, I suppose. They reduce those things significantly to send them across messaging platforms.
I'll see what I can figure out. I was going to flip over to Richmond, but I don't even have it in this race. I got to update the code plugging in. But I'm talking 69, so I'm probably going to be pretty rough right now.
It's fluttering a bit, picket fencing, but I still got you. You're still in there.
Crank it up to 50 watts for Jack.
Roger. Jamley City Station. Jamley Station.
He's like the GMRS Gargoyle.
Station in Almond. Go ahead.
It's scary how good you got that down.
All right. Good talking to you. You take care. WRUG 488.
I would never know the difference. I got to take this call. I'll be back at ADBF.
Jack's monitoring us right now. See, Jack, if you just study for your test, study the questions. Study the questions. You too can have fun. KF8. So I'm on a quest. Well, I'm going to get my presents wrapped, but I got to find a box for a bottle of booze. Somebody's got to sell a box that's fifth size, right? Or just go to Costco, buy some booze, and take the bottle out for yourself, and put the other bottle in for the gift. Or maybe I'd get a shoebox, fill it up with foam or something like that. There you go. get some of that foam that you get, the expanding foam you use for insulation. So I'm at Romeo Plank in 23, and I'm sending Meshtastic messages. And right away, message gets acknowledged by another node, but doesn't get back to my house.
Would you expect it to? Is that, you know, from what I'm listening, what I'm dropping in on in the conversation, it sounds like you have to have that MQT or MQQT or whatever, TTQ, I don't know, whatever it is. You got to have that enabled in order for it to utilize the internet for backhaul.
Yeah, but in theory, you know, so it'll do both, right? Well, I have the MQTT thing turned off right now. But there are some nodes over there's some nodes over here, and so it's been acknowledged by another node, and I think that one will get it and it'll transmit. But I don't think that one can reach my home node. So either I go direct or it's kind of multi-point, right? When you send a message, it just sends it out, and and if it gets acknowledged by a node nearby, that node will pick it up and then it will send it out. But it's possible that I reach it direct as well. So I don't know. But I'm trying to, my main goal here is just to drive around and see if I can pick up other nodes. And I found a way to like kind of do like a fake like ping that, you know, it'll just keep on transmitting every once in a while, and that'll wake up any nodes that are sitting dormant.
The Marco Polo mode?
Yeah, I have a feeling that somebody's got a node over at this St. John Medical Center, or Ascension Medical Center at Macomb and Romeo Plank. I was just going to drive by and see if it, showed up, on my map, because like I can't exchange locations when I'm far away, but if I'm near it, I can exchange locations and then it'll give me like an approximate like where it's at. So, but anyway, I'm gonna probably drive and pick up my prescription first, then I'll play around. Gotta do the things that I, gotta do my responsibilities first, then I play around.
There you go. I'm heading for a haul. I'm gonna shoot haul east over your neck of the woods, take my gifts to my wrapping person. I gotta get some lunch along the way. I'm thinking about Portillo's, but I don't know what sounds good.
Is this the same wrapping person you used last year, or did you find a new one?
Nope, same gal. Just going to go back to her again. She did a great job last year.
Yeah, I got to go to 23 and Shaner because I forgot to change my address. So I got to go to that Walgreens. But that's okay. Gives me an opportunity to drive around. Oh, I got to tell you about this. So I was on that AllScan. That AllScan guy, he keeps on coming out with products. He doesn't really market very well, but he's got this device now that you buy it, and it gives you the cords and everything, and it's got a power in and a power out, and, you know, the power HT, so you can hook up, basically he gives you the cords, so you can plug them into like a Bofang or an RT85 or, you know, some cheap radio that's decent, and, he sells this box for like $50. It's like almost cheaper than getting a Shari board. And if you've got handheld just sitting around like I do,
I take it he uses box off the side connector.
I think in a simple, well, it does do push to talk, so it will send the push to talk line. It plugs into the K connector, right? But it will also do COS,
And he's got some instructions on how to do that. You have to open the radio up, and you somehow get the COS line to go on the 3.5-inch jack or whatever, and it's able to sense that. So this box can sense the COS. So if you modified the one radio, you know, only one of the radios, the receive radio needs that. You modify that a little bit, you can get it on the ring terminal and have a COS line. So you can do Vox still, but you can also do COS, which is a little bit more reliable. Anyways, I asked the guy if he had any available, because I really want to play with it and try it out, because I've been wanting to do that anyways. And the fact that it's got a power, it's got a 9 to 15 volt input, and then it's got like a 8 to, I forgot what it is. It lowers the voltage on the output, so it's, you know, what HTs want. They usually want like 8.4 volts or something. How do you get that for the HT? You know, you're going to have make up a battery eliminator or what? Yeah, the output's a barrel, well, the input and the output are both barrel connectors. He does give you, he supplies you with one barrel connector and wire, and, you know, I'm sure you can go and buy your own barrel connectors and wire, but... So then you'd have to run those lines to the, you take the battery off of the radio, and you just, you know, you probably put it on the terminals or whatever. So you could do it that way, or, yeah, you could get a battery eliminator and do it that way as well, I guess.
Yeah, because most of those radios don't have a jack on them where you can run them, so... Battery eliminator is the way to go. I'd never recommend monkeying with the contacts. Get a battery eliminator. Hopefully you find a cheap battery you could take apart, make your own.
Yeah, I can do that. I do happen to have two battery eliminators for the UV88, you know, TYT. So I can just use that. Could even make like a cigarette lighter plug. It would look silly, but I could do that. But or I could just take one of the batteries and donate it to the cause. But you know, these radios are what, $10 a piece or something like that. And I've got two UV88s, and so I don't know. I could just use one radio and just make a simplex note, just to play around with it first, and then. Make it a duplex later. I really have been wanting to get away from the SA 818 chip for the radio. It's just, I don't know about you, but I hear like a little whiny noise every time it transmits. It's not really that clean.
No, they're not. It's a shame there isn't something better by now, an alternative. They've got that market locked. But a better product in that realm would be welcome. Those Bofang 888 RF decks that I used for my little pocket notes, those things were remarkably, they sounded really good and they were clean and they worked relatively well for an ultra low power node. I wouldn't put them out on an outside antenna running, you know, power. But for what I was doing with them, they were great.
Yeah, they're probably better than the 818 chip. So I mean, just being a Bofang. Anyways, I'll be back. I'm gonna go into the store. I don't want to go in this line for the Walgreens. So I'm just gonna go in and hopefully there's no line there. So I will be back. KF8X.
All righty, I'm coming up on 4 kilos. I gotta decide whether I'm gonna get me some Chicago dogs or something else. W8FU.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, who?
good afternoon, Jay. Where do they sell Chicago dogs? At a place on Hall Road called Portillo's. It's a Chicago chain that opened up here recently.
Well, I know they was mentioned that many years ago. Just a few years ago, I was talking to some guys in Chicago on the they have a 220 machine, and they said that they were going to have one at a restaurant built here, but they finally did it.
Yes, they did, and I'm in front of it right now as we speak. So you can get the Chicago dogs, and you can get the Italian beef sandwiches right here. Today I feel like a couple of the Chicago dogs, so that's my plan.
Well, what's some on a Chicago dog?
What's on a Chicago dog? Well, there is a Vienna skin frank on a poppy bun, and then that is the accoutrements are mustard, fluorescent green relish, a pickle spear, tomato, slice, celery salt, sport peppers. I think that's about it.
One other question. Where are they located?
A little noisy. You said one more question, where, and then I didn't catch it.
Location.
It is on Hall Road. You know where Lakeside Mall is? It's one of the buildings out on Hall Road that out in front of the old Lakeside Mall.
I'm not familiar with the east side that much. What street would that be?
M59 Hall Road, and I'm guessing Shaner, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I might have to take a ride over there for 20 days and check it out.
Jay, you let me know when you want to do it. I'll go with you. So you let me know. All right, I'm here. I'm going to run inside. I'll report back. WAFU.
All right. Very good.
Well, this was nice for a change. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I was looking for my next stop, so I brought it up on my phone and discovered it was in the same parking lot that I'm in. Well, actually, on the Lakeside Complex, so I just have to drive a little bit over. That's funny. I'm like pretty close to you. I'm sitting in the Costco parking lot. I decided to go. To get lunch at Costco. I didn't buy anything at Costco other than food court. You could eat like a king for $4. Heard that. So, but where am I going here? Let's see. I am at Total Wine. I just had Portillo's, had a couple of Chicago dogs. And then now I'm just heading over here to Total Wine. And then, after that, off to my wrapper. Anyhow, I'm going to find a parking spot here and get inside.
Roger, gotcha. Okay, later.
All right, and there's a parking spot. Except for some guy with a huge truck that can't park. Oh, man. All right. That'll be it if you...
hear you out there, KJO. You're on the fringes, though. Wow, that's quite a trip. If you're getting in all the way from Livonia.
I'm hanging the Warren repeater. I don't know when anyone got closer. But that's good. At least I'm hitting it. I know I'm probably got a little bit of crackle in there.
Yeah, that's probably the best one from there. Oh, I hate four-way stops.
And especially when everybody shows up at the same time, it's like, you go, no, you go, no, you go. Like, somebody just go.
Yeah, I have it in the brain, my brain, which goes first or whatever. Usually, you go by first in, first out type of thing, but that doesn't always work. I'm at Costco trying to get out of the parking lot. It is a complete zoo here, but I'm not in a hurry today, so I just kind of I had to do some errands, and I happen to be in the area of Costco, so I decided to go. The gas lines are really long too. It's like time versus money, right? Is it worth me waiting in line to get a few pennies off, or I know where the other gas stations are that have about the same price? So usually go to the other gas stations. And what people don't know is the Costco credit card, the gas bonus, you know, for your rewards at the end of the year is any gas station. It's not just Costco.
Yeah, the lines are long over here. I guess everybody's freaking out.
Oh, my gosh, it's gonna snow. Oh, did the snow start over in Livonia?
No, but because they're saying that we're going to get 1 to 3 inches of snow overnight, everybody's filling up because they might just, you know, get caught in it. Oh no, whatever shall I do?
I find those are the best days to go. Damn it, I can't turn at all. Those are the best days to go. I just go this way. I'm trying to, find a better way to get out, but everybody kept on coming. So, I don't know if you've been to the Costco at Utica. It's like, they have like a back road where you can get out, but everybody's driving on that back road to turn left into Costco, and they got the right of way.
I don't know what Costco you're at, but it's the one here in Middle Belt.
The one in Utica. It's the same situation. There's a lot of folks that live out that way, though, so I feel like the west side has more people than the east side over here. So I wanted to ask you about your radio. So you got that Alinco radio. I don't know if anybody's told you, but you sound, I don't know, the sound on that radio compared to when you talk on DMR is like night and day. Like, when you talk on that Alinco, you're like very tinny, and it's like, I don't know, like the lower tones of your voice kind of stand out, and it's very raspy. But when you're on DMR, it's like you're perfect. So it's like I don't even recognize you. So I don't know if you knew that with your radio. I don't know if there's some issue with the microphone on that Alinco or what?
They're better than if it was brand new. But, I guess it all depends on if I talk across the mic or into the mic.
Sounds pinched up. That's the way I described it.
Pinched up? Is that what you said?
Yeah, pinched up. It's like narrow and nasally. And it doesn't sound real natural, so I don't know how best to describe it. But Dave is correct; it is not the best you.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to be critical or any, or as Walt would say, cynical or critical, but I just want to figure out a way to help you fix that, because you probably got to, the radio's probably decent. It's just I don't know what's going on with that microphone, and but I don't know a solution for it, you know, because I've never had one of those radios. I do know the Elinco mics are got a different kind of sound quality to them, because I have one in my radio list notes, and it like kind of has like this amplified effect to it. But I don't know. I don't know if you have a bad mic or if this is how it's supposed to sound or what.
Well, I do have kind of a nasally voice. Some guys, you know, my nose is stuffed for the day that it is. I try to talk slow, I try to talk in an even tone. But if even I can bring my voice up a little bit higher, or I can bring it a little bit lower. It all depends on which one sounds better.
This is a frequency response thing. It's not really about level, although it is getting a little raspy when you talk loud. But no, this is about frequency response. We got to open up that pee hole in the front of that mic or something. But yeah, nobody likes to hear their audio sounds subpar. But you know, I know I don't like to. And I'm like, what? You know, I did this, I did that. But I really, really appreciate when people tell me, because I don't want to sound that way. So, anyhow, you're okay. You can communicate like this. Don't worry about that. But it's not the best you. That's the best way I could put it. You could sound a lot better.
Maybe I should take the mic apart and open up the pee hole a little bit, because it has kind of tiny.
I think I'd do some Google foo on that particular radio and see if it's common. You know, you may find that a lot of people, if they've noticed this, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's just characteristic of that combination. So I'm guessing that you're not going to be the first one to have discovered that. So there probably is some online probably tell you what's going on.
Oh, another project I get to look into. I mean, when I put the reviews on the radio, I have pretty good views on it. I mean, I went to GX to get it, and everybody was pretty satisfied with it. So I'm like, okay, there's one.
Yeah, you know, now I had a radio before. Well, it was a cheap Chinese, like, radio, right? And I opened it up, and I found, like, the mic, the little electric, what do they call that? The little mic pickup thingy. wasn't where it was supposed to be mounted. It was, like, loose in the case. So maybe you got something like that, where the, you know, it's getting through that hole, but then, like, the mic, the little mic electric thing, that's what they call it, is not connected in there, or it's, like, loose, you know? So it might just be there might be something inside your mic, you know, like maybe some tape, piece of paper or tape you got in there, and you taking it apart and then putting it back together might actually fix it.
I'm going to look into that. Of course, like I said, I just, you know, I put the mic down, I throw it in some little cutting here underneath the radio because I don't have a screen there for it. So who knows? It could dust in there.
Yeah, some of us have drilled the holes out. Well, I mean, you got to open it up first. Don't, like, just take a drill with it connected, because you could drill right into the mic element. But if you take it apart and then, like, drill the plastic, the hole a little bit where the, you know, the air hole or whatever it's called, while it's apart and not going to damage anything, you can also make that hole a little bit bigger. That might help, too.
Well, I was just thinking about a half inch to wall drill and just putting a brand to it. But I get what you're saying. Take it apart and do it the opposite direction. Yeah, I did it with one of my other radios. This one I needed to. So I think that's going to be a test that I'm going to do when I have some extra time.
very good. I just wanted to mention it to you so you know. But like Eric was telling me he heard you on the Morning Brew and you came in over digital, and he's like, he didn't even recognize you. I mean, until you said your cough sign, he didn't even recognize you. He's like, oh, that's Cujo. So that's kind of what we're saying is like, so you're whatever mic you've got on your DMR is you know doing really good, and then this one is you know acting the way it is. Might also want to check, make sure that the what you got in your code plug, that everything's on wideband. I'm pretty sure you have it on wideband, but you know just another thing to check as well, instead of narrowband.
Definitely need gain. He's got plenty of gain. Because you can almost hear it, you can almost hear it banging the walls. But narrow, you know, it doesn't sound narrow band to me, but if it's narrow and then being then compensated with gain, that's not a bad thing to check. It doesn't sound narrow to me though. But like overmodulated and narrow. So it wouldn't shock me if you told me that was the case. But I don't think that's what it is.
Yeah, as far as listening to yourself, you can go to Broadcastify. The 442-600 is on Broadcastify. You can kind of listen to the recording. You know, listen to the stream on there. You can go back a little bit. Probably my final here because I'm almost at home. Go ahead, Greg. I'll be listening for a little bit. Okay, I'll be back.
I was just driving by your house. You got houses on both sides of you. It's all filled up in that corner there. Looks good.
Yeah, you could tell they're trying to, like, fill it in. I've been meaning to go talk to my old sales guy. I think he feels like I'm not his friend anymore. I was going to go and hang out with him. I don't feel like doing it today. Maybe tomorrow.
All right. Did you get all your errands done? I'm on my way to get my teeth cleaned kind of in New Baltimore area. And then back to home. Hopefully my toys will be there.
Let me ask. Are you just approaching North Avenue? I think I saw your car go by as I turned in.
I just passed North Avenue eastbound, so I'm about a quarter mile to a half mile east of North Avenue now. You might have.
No, it was somebody else. I thought it might have been you, but no. What was I going to say? Yeah, I can't believe how fast they're building that other street already, and my street's like pretty much all occupied. There's one street at the end that I see, or one house at the end that I see that they just started on. So there's nothing up front. You know what I'm saying? There might be construction vehicles that pass through, but they're going on that other street now, and my street's starting to look a lot cleaner. They have a street cleaner that comes by, once or twice a week and cleans the road. I always blow my leaves into the road so that the street cleaner gets it.
Yeah, that's cool that they clean the streets like that. Excellent. Yeah, it's starting to take shape. And just hunker down for the winter, and then the spring, we'll have some activity with people getting their lawns and all that, and it'll be real nice in no time.
Yep, all right, well, I'll let you get at it with the teeth cleaning and that. I'm going to back into the garage, which means my antenna's not going to work anymore, so I will chat with you all later. KF8S.
All right, very good. I'll probably chat with you on the way back. KE8BSI. Sorry, Cujo and Sean. Didn't mean to stop all over the conversation there, but I think we kind of covered all the things that microphone could be or whatever it might be, so hopefully get that fixed. Anything else going on with you guys?
Nope, I'm just out and about trying to get my gifts wrapped, but I can't get a hold of my gal. She said Thursday and Saturday were good days for her, but I can't raise her, and I don't want to run out there. So I ran all the way out to Total Wine, had some Portillo hot dogs. I'm just heading back home. I got other errands I got to do. I got to get the doggy to the vet and run and get some scripts and stuff. So I'll just do that and figure out what I'm going to do about the gifts later.
All right. Well, yeah, if you're going to be at Hall and Shade or hitting the wine store and the hot dog store are a couple of good stops. Sean, are we linked to the UMP or no? I kind of tried to tune over there. So I might have it in my radio wrong, but I couldn't. When you guys were all talking, I couldn't get anything on it.
We should be, but I can't say for sure. I'd have to tune over there.
I'm still with guys. I hear you all, but I'm on Warren.
Yeah, I'm on Warren, too, but I'm at 23 in Grash. I should be switching over, but I couldn't hear you guys talking on it. So I might have it wrong in my radio. I don't know.
Does not look like we are.
Ah, okay. So I was right. Cool. All right, good enough. That makes sense then.
I don't know if it's just the UMP or if it's the whole CMN network. Not sure.
All right, good enough. Oh, I could probably make it another 3 miles to my destination. Still hit Warren, no problem, but I usually like to switch when I'm in this area, but no big deal.
Well, I'm making my final approach home, so this will be my last, but I don't know. I think Greg was almost to his dental appointment, so he might be out. Not sure about Dave. He's out and about. He's probably out lurking.
I just approached the dentist's office, so I'll be out for my last.
All right, I've destinated for now. I'll be back. W8FU.
Sounds good. I bumped onto Echo Link. Yes, because Dave said something about going to Broadcastify, so I can use Echo Link and try to listen to myself, I guess. Good deal.
iMobile. KF8CWF. NAKPP is mobile.
What's up, Tom?
NAKPP. How's my mic audio now?
Very nice. What are you up to? What are you talking on?
I'm on my mobile, but I took the mic apart and made the hole a little bit bigger.
Very good. I think it's that microphone that's rated really highly on the All-Star Build-It-Yourself notes. I think that's where I saw that. Everybody insists you must buy the Elinco mic because it's considered one of the top dogs.
Well, I got a little bit of friendly advice from our FBI comrades about my voice sounded a little compressed. I think that's the word that they used. Like, I sound better on DMR than I did on analog. So, when I got to the office, brought the mic in with me, took it apart, and found that the hole was about the size of the head of a pin almost. So I filled the hole a little bit, cleaned it out a little bit, and what it is actually it's an offset condenser mic, where the hole is that it goes through a channel into the mic. It's like this little rubber channel. I'm like, oh, that's different.
Yeah, I've seen that technology before, and I'm sure it's got a reason that I don't understand or don't really care to understand. The other thing, too, is just check your bandwidth, too. Make sure you're set at 25 wide, not 12.5 wide, because a lot of these radios seem to go to narrow band really easy, and you don't even know it.
You know, I checked on the settings for that, and I could not find it.
It's there somewhere. I'll find it for you. I'll look in the manual now that I know what radio you got. But, yeah, they do have that 12.5 and whatever. So I think some on some screens it says FMN and FM. So I don't know anything about the Elinco. I know it's considered one of the top three ham radios, but that's another thing you could check. Make sure you're in the wide setting.
It is actually sent for auto.
Well, whatever the setting that is, find it and turn it to wide and leave it there. You don't need narrow, especially for that radio, because that one doesn't do any digital stuff. And digital does it automatically. So, yeah, just set her for wide. That'll help, too. Gives you all 25 kilohertz.
No, I'm saying the setting, you said NFM, which would be narrow FM. So it had FM, AM, NFM, NAM, and then automatic. So it said as automatic.
You don't do any AM stuff, do you? I didn't know that radio did it.
Well, I mean, I can monitor AM like aircraft and stuff. I would have to find a manual. You guys are making me do work.
I just Googled something. I gave up looking at the manual. I just found out, like, it's You know, the one that's a real pain in the butt is that open DD-77, looking for all of that. I just Google, like, okay, how do I do this? And there's always some little 30-second video somewhere about how to do it. I mean, I know it does a lot of really things, but it's not very user-friendly to move your way around on it.
Okay, how does this sound? I changed it to FM.
Okay, let's see how that do it.
I mean, I was talking to NAFS out there, Greg was out there, and Sean was out there. So they're the ones that gave me the pointers, which I appreciated. So gave me an incentive to go inside the office and take my mic apart.
Yeah, there you go. That's always good to do. So, did you find the mini UHF connector yet?
No, I gotta bring my laptop into the house tonight and go shopping. I gotta look on Amazon. Sean says he might have a spare cable somewhere over. I gotta talk to KCBDK. See if there might be a spare one around. If not, I could go to AutoZone. I mean, they look pretty common.
No, the power connector is probably pretty common. I was talking about the antenna one. But yeah, Amazon's got them all over the place. $259 for mini UHF, or you can just get a mini UHF. I don't know what the launch is, but, you know, for us, I don't think it's significant enough to worry about. You know, maybe these professional radio guys might know a little bit more, but at home, I just use the gander.
I did have a mag mount mini UHF antenna, and it just so happened that I was in the wrong place at the right time and at the right angle at the right speed, and a rock hit the antenna and snapped it off at the base.
I guess it beat your windshield.
Oh, I got a crack in my windshield. Almost like from some type of ring bearing or something, because it's half a moon, and I remember it coming off of a semi, so maybe one of those things in the center of the tire that keeps track of the miles or whatever, or rotations of the tire. I think one of those came off and hit square in my windshield. Brand new van. I got a half a moon crack in my windshield.
Yeah, I got one in mine too. My little white work car. I got one. Got new tires on it. I gotta get a new window. John car's only got 37,000 miles on it. It's already needed tires and a window. Who knew? So where are you at right now?
High Metal Circle in Auburn Hills off of University and 75.
You sound pretty good for a ways out there. I'm on 26. Going to go pick up the wife at her old house because the garage door spring broke, and she thought she could pick the garage door up, and I told her she couldn't. She argued with me, and I'm sorry, sweetheart, but you ain't picking up a broken garage door with a broken spring. It ain't happening.
Is it one of those section garage door openers, or is it a one piece?
It's section, and I think I can get it up a little bit, at least enough to get the car out.
Yeah, those ones are not fun to replace.
I called the guy. I learned my lesson at garage door springs. Those just look scary. So I called the guy, and the guy said he'll call us tomorrow at 9 a.m. with an arrival time to replace the spring.
Yeah, I replaced one of the springs on my single-piece garage door. Yeah, that took some time, and that was scary.
Yeah, well, I saw him do the one at our office one time, and literally, and it was a commercial spring, and that guy was in and out of there in 15 minutes. I mean, he knew exactly how many turns to turn it. He knew that, you know, everything, and he had every tool that he needed, and you know, he was counting, and, you know, he didn't have to keep testing everything else. I don't know what it was. He knows exactly how many spins and everything else like that. And I thought to myself, okay, I learned my lesson. I ain't never touching any of these again.
No. I will work on a gate controller. I will adjust the Bendix, not the Bendix, but the Halifax sensor. I'll adjust the hydraulics in a way. All depends on what the gate is. Chain drive, I'll tighten that up. That's nice and simple stuff. But I will not touch a garage door ever, never again.
Yeah, these guys are relatively reasonable. I call that bad on plumbing. I'm kind of fond of him. So, but FJF or whatever it is, no. I made the mistake. I put one of those jack shaft openers in one of my older houses, and it really, really was nice, but it kept unwinding the wire. And the guy came over and told me you needed to put these little pusher springs on, and he put these pusher springs on and calibrated the door and everything else, and he was, like, super helpful that I didn't buy the garage door opener off of him, and he was super helpful, you know, showing me all the things I did wrong and everything else like that, and I thought, okay, so they've kind of become my favorite, you know, I mean, just like anything else, you know, no matter what trade it is, everybody's got their favorites, so that was good, so go over there, so that's, I think I told you last night about my 900 project, well, it didn't work.
Well, that's sad. I wish we could get, instead of the HDs, get the bases dropped down to 800.
Yeah, well, the 900 radios, which are really not that popular, can go down to the ham band with this little software hack. You can get them covered and still be compliant. The 800s have got 900 bandpass filters in them that won't let you take the old retired professional radios that have been taken out of service and move them up to, you know, amateur use, give them a little bit of value. So you're able to open the software up, and then I finally was reading all these articles about the filters on these things, and pretty much everybody said, yeah, it'll go there, but it won't transmit very, very far because these radios all got 900 filters in them. And I seem to remember years ago they had all sorts of problems with, you know, Nextel and everybody else and all these adjacent bands interfering with all of these early on 800 radios, which are all the ones that are getting retired. I mean, retired from professional service, probably good enough for amateur service, but they got filters in them, so my whole effort got deflated, and I had such a big head, I thought I was going to pull a fat one, and last night when I started reading all those articles, Wally was sad.
So there's no way to adjust the bandpass filter. Is it hard encoded, or is it strictly software?
I'm assuming it would have been hard coded because I found four or five different write-ups on them, you know, all the different 900 megahertz repeater stuff, and I found a whole bunch of different write-ups on them, and basically it was, it can't be done, which explained why, because I'm sure if it could have been done, really look at it in retrospect, this whole thing would have been going on. And the other thing I found out is that 900 megahertz bands were in jeopardy of losing it. There's some commercial entity that wants it because nobody's using it. Well, I can see why nobody's using it. You can't get any radios in it to go in there, you know, inexpensively. So that's one of the reasons. And you can't modify any of the old retired 800s to go into there. And now this commercial entity wants it back or wants to buy it off the FCC. So there was a whole bunch of YouTube videos on that. So, I mean, so between the scare of losing it, no radios that are worth buying, and the scarcity of it, I think that none of it's looking promising.
If only it was a resistor or something like that that we can disable in some way, or a firmware update that would change it over, that would help.
You would think so. Well, sir, I gotta let you go. I am over here, and I'm going to try to figure out how to get the Subaru out of captivity. So I will chat on you a little bit later, and you guys say, KJO-NAK-BEEP.
Well, if you need a hand, give me a call. You know where I'm at and how to get a hold of me. 73-AKPP from KZ8KJO.
W8FU.
K8, are you in? How you doing, John? How was your day off?
I'm doing pretty good. Just running out to get some Chinese food. Learned that. Got a few things done I wanted to get done today. Not everything.
K8KGO.
All right, you're a little broken up there, Anthony. Tom, go ahead.
How's the mic sound now? I did what you told me to and what Dave told me to. I drilled the hole.
Oh, my God, that's the same radio? It's night and day.
I sent you a picture on Messenger and how tiny the hole was, and the mic is actually off. It's like a little channel. So when I took it apart, I'm like, well, that's pretty cool, but I sat there and just really slowly drilled the mic hole out and made it a lot bigger.
Yeah, it's literally, I mean, it still favors the upper registers, but now it's just, you know, it's just, it's characteristic. It isn't an issue. Before it was an issue, it was pushing the upper registers and pinch sounding and just, it was no good at all. It sounds fine now, no problem at all. Go ahead, Anthony, make one.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm coming in any better. I'm on an HT in the white car, just headed out to get some gas and run a few errands, so grabbed a handheld and figured I'd see if anybody was on it. You started calling out, and yeah, so glad you had a good day, and Chinese food is always delicious.
Just to make sure I got it. I had to make two stops, so I want a tie. And she wanted something very specific. All she wanted was egg drop soup. That's all she wanted. So there's a Chinese restaurant on every corner. I'm going to stop and get the egg drop soup at one place and on my way to get my tie. So two stops.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I'm in the neighborhood, like I said, on a handheld, so I might be winding a little bit here, but I'm heading north, so hopefully I'll start coming in a little bit better.
Well, I do want to touch, I'm almost to my first stop here, and I don't mean to cut you out, Tom, but I do need to get with Anthony. What was your schedule for tomorrow? I've got some running around to do. I may be running out. I couldn't get with my my gift person today, so I may run out there tomorrow. But it'll have to be before 5 o'clock. That'll have me taking 696 over to your neck of the woods and then north. If you're going to be in your stomping grounds and all that stuff, we could probably make arrangements. But it's not a big deal. I'm just offering it up there.
You know what? When you're headed out, shoot me a message, and we'll see if we can make something work. We have, like I said, I had a funeral to go to today, and a burial tomorrow. So I'm not real sure what my schedule's looking like. Very family dependent and centric. So nothing else, I should definitely be able to meet up with you on Monday.
Okay, well, it's really not a big deal, you know. I mean, if we can, we can. I'm just throwing it out there in case it works out, but there's really no, we don't have to. All right, I'm just pulling up here to my first stop here. I got to run inside and get order number one. I'll be back out here. Anyhow, Tom, didn't mean to bypass you there, but had to get with Anthony on some radio dealings we're doing. W8FU, I'll be right back out.
Gas right now, so I'll catch you guys in a few.
You guys are good. You got to do some important stuff there. I'm just sitting here playing around on my laptop trying to get things working.
Okay, back and on my way to stop number two.
You guys should try hot and sour soup if you haven't yet. Way better than egg drop.
You don't got to tell me, but that's what she wants. So I have to make a special trip to get it because I'm going to a Thai restaurant which had plenty yummy hot and sour.
That is the best soup ever. Ever since I tried it in L.A., I can't get enough of it. So anytime I go to a Chinese restaurant, hot and sour, all the way.
So the lady at the Chinese restaurant I went to, I said, because all I got from her was a quart of the egg drop and some rice. And I said, yeah, I got a special request from somebody who's under the weather. She goes, got cold, get hot sour. I said, yeah, I know. I go, but I had a special request for egg drop. So she goes, maybe sore throat. He goes, egg drop better. Anyhow, whatever. That's what was wanted. It's not hard to stop at a Chinese restaurant, seeing as there's one on every corner.
Yeah, nice thing of beef and broccoli with some hot sour soup. Yeah, that'll clear the sinuses.
I know Dave was busy on the hub when I left the house. I wonder if he's listening here. Hear the difference in the audio. Same radio, right?
Yeah, same radio. I just took the mic into the office, tore it apart very carefully. Of course, I had to break the Loctite that was on it, but I got it off. And I just sat there with a small screwdriver and just drilled the hole out. One side, then the other side, back and forth. I did that for about 5 minutes, I think, really slow, so I didn't wreck anything.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe it was just misaligned in the hole or something or two, but yeah, it was really weak and pinched up, but yet overdriven at the same time, so it was really weird. It was like you had lots of whatever it was passing through that hole, well, you had lots of it. So yeah, this brought it full, made it real full. It's still, like I said, it's still shifted toward the upper registers, so there's no doubt that it has that higher quality and tonality, but it's not lacking the way it was earlier. Well, anyhow, enough on all that. Easy fix, man.
What do you think? I should drop the mic gain down on it then?
No, I don't hear any particular problem with it at all. Just, it's fine.
Okay, as long as it's fine. Like I said, I like this radio. You know, it was a good selling point. Like I said, instead of being 50 watts, it's 70 watts on UHF and VHF. And I could do narrowband FM. There's like NEM, and then there's NFM and automatic. So I didn't have to mess with it too much when I put it together.
I've only, I think I've only had one or two Elencos ever. They weren't bad radios. Can't remember specifically. Okay, you stop in a position where I can't. People, I swear to God. I'd not go out. People, I'll tell you.
That's all right. I'm sitting here in this one parking lot. It's an empty parking lot, like a park or something like that, over here in Auburn Hills, around the corner from the office. And there is a driving school, and they're learning to parallel park. So I'm getting a little bit of entertainment.
Oh, sounds like fun. All right, I got to run into stop number two. I'll be back. W8FU. I'll tell you, this was a very, very well-oiled trip. I didn't know what time to order so that everything would be ready, nothing would sit too long, and I could get in and out. And it seems like I timed everything just perfect.
Every time I call, they say 15 minutes.
Well, I kind of figured the place for the soup and the rice would be fast, you know, because that's nothing. The other one was my meal, and that was going to take a little longer. And sure enough, one said 10, 15, the other one said 20. So, and then I just kind of went for it. Didn't know which one to stop at first, and I took a gamble, and I stopped at the one, because not only was it a mile closer, but it was the one that said 10. Walked in, it was just coming out. Boom, boom, out the door. Got to this one, just came out. Boom, boom, out the door. Now I got 2 miles home, and I'm all set. So nicely planned.
You ever been to those K-pop places, that Korean, excuse me, that, you know, those places where you cook your own food right there at the table?
I've been to one or two places like that ever. It's been a long, long time since I've been to one, and I think it was more of a fondue place. And I don't remember ever having... I've never been to, like, one of those Japanese steakhouses or anything, or Korean, where they actually cook at their table. I hear it's all that and a box of chocolates, but it's not something we've done.
Yeah, I lean more towards the Chinese buffet. They had one up here off of Baldwin by Great Lakes, but they closed it down. And I don't understand why. It was good food.
I suppose one of these days I got to try one of those. I've done a lot of Chinese buffets. Last one I went to was very unimpressed with. I could live without that. Matter of fact, it was one of the local ham clubs. They had it at this Chinese buffet. Not far from 15 and Van Dyke. I was not really impressed with that place at all. But there used to be one at 23 Mile and Grass that I really liked. But that one's gone. And then there was one at 12 and Ryan that I'd been to a couple of times. That was always good when I went there. I think there's still one at 14 and John R., 13 and a half and John R., but I haven't been to that one in forever either. Not something we do often. And with me being on this Ozempic and having to watch my sugar, it's going to an all-you-can-eat place is not really a... not really a wise venture.
Not on the Ozempic, but I'm on Metformin. Brought my A1C down to 5.4, so he says, I can have a donut on occasion, but I don't eat a lot during dinner. Buffets are, you know, the Chinese buffet over by the airport's really good, and I go there every so often. But, yeah, I'm like you. I just am cautious on my consumption of certain foods.
Well, rice and noodles, you know, and they double whammy you because there's rice noodles. But, yeah, it's like there's a lot of rice and noodles and things like that. And so those are bad for me. And then add to it, you know, if you're going to get your money's worth, you got to go hungry and eat a lot. And the Ozempic really has curbed my appetite. So it's hard for me to do it, even if I shouldn't in the first place. But, you know, you want to get your money's worth, right? So you pig out. And I can't even do that now because that Ozempic, you know, it's one of the side effects of it. Really curbs your appetite. So, yeah, it's just not really a thing on my radar anymore. Ah, well, what are you going to do? I will live.
Yeah, I'm getting those little appetite things where I'm like, I really want to pay out, so I'll do that. But today, and I'm going to Calder's Dairy and got a quart of their eggnog and a quart of their chocolate milk. It is to die for.
I didn't catch the name. You said something dairy, and it sounded like you said Culver's, but I don't think that's what you said, did you?
Calder. Charlie Alpha Lima Delta Echo Romeo. Calder Dairy. It's on Southfield, just south of I-75. On the north side, I guess you could say, of Southfield. And then the side street it's off of, but it's really good. It really is. So I bought a quart, and then I bought a little pint. I drank the pint, and I'm not really supposed to be drinking dairy.
Oh, yeah, I know the area. My cousin lives, my aunt and uncle and my cousins, they all live down that way. I was actually born down there, actually in Lincoln Park, over a little bit. But we moved out of there when I was still a baby, so I really only remember this area here. But I've still got family down there. I gotta get to see them.
Well, when you do, have them get you a quart of chocolate milk. It's in Lincoln Park, exactly where it's at. As it is, if you like chocolate milk, this stuff is just ridiculously delicious, and it's thick. Chocolate milk.
Well, again, one of those things not on my radar usually, not something I should be drinking. Not to say I wouldn't have a glass just to try it, but I really shouldn't. I have to be very metered with that kind of stuff because of the chocolate component, the sugar. But anyhow, it does sound good. I think regardless, my wife would like it, and she'd drink it. So I may do that next time down that way. So I don't get down there as often as I used to. All right, I'm on my street, so I'm going to navigate all the potholes and park and get inside. Hunker down, let the snow come. And, you know, last night I told you I was going to watch those shows, and I did end up getting one in, but it was probably an hour and a half after I told you I wanted to get it on by 9, because I wanted to get two episodes out of the way. So I figured each one's an hour long, and I could get them by, and I could be done by 11. And I got down rabbit holes. I was checking out this, checking out that, you know, looking at this, looking at that. By the time I started the first one, it was like 10:30, you know, and I still only got one of them in. It's like, good grief. I do that all the time. WAFU, after yours.
Yeah, after I dropped out with you, I ended up watching 3 episodes of To Catch a Smuggler, new show that I found. So, yeah, I went down that rabbit hole. I didn't get to bed till almost midnight. 73, have a good evening. Enjoy your tie with KC, KJO.
W-8-E-A-P.
You caught me stuffing my pie hole. I can't talk.
Your Thai food. Just use your phone on speaker mode, speakerphone mode. That way you can talk and eat at the same time.
We are, telling you guys earlier, I'm on an ATV in my wife's car, so maybe I'm not getting in. If you didn't get this one, I will catch up with you later. K-E-8-R-U-8.
And you're coming in and out, so I'll be driving for a while, so 7023 now, to K-E-8-Y-U-H from K-E-8-K-E-O. W-A-D-E-P, you still out there?
Hey, is my little walkie-talkie making it in on the one-inch rubber duck, W-A-D-A-P?
Why, yes it is. How do I sound? K-C-K-D-O.
You are pegging my meter. Yeah, inside the shop. A little one-inch stubby antenna. And it's picking up the repeater full scale.
Sounds like my audio has a tendency to blow the doors off.
It's different sounding, that's for sure. Never heard a radio in all my years that sound quite like that. So I don't know. You're distinct. There's no way you can agitate anybody, because as soon as you say anything, everyone will know exactly who it is. It's your audio fingerprint. There's no way to get around it. So don't ever try to key up and give anybody a hard time disguising your voice, because it won't work.
Well, I drilled a hole in a little microphone. It was like teeny tiny, and I sounded like compressed, I guess, or squeaked. So took it apart today and kind of made it a little bit wider, so I get a little bit more audio out of it.
Roger. You should try a different microphone altogether if you can. See if that's it. I mean, I guess it sounds a teeny bit better. It still sounds about the same, but maybe slightly better now. A little bit more fullness in it. Like your frequency response is a little bit wider. But still sounds unique, that's for sure. But I don't know if you can try a new microphone for it. To help. Convenient or expensive that would be.
That would be more money than I have to spend. I'm actually, Wally gave me a Motorola that I just gotta get some parts for it, and I'm gonna give that a shot.
Motorola radio or a Motorola microphone?
XR4550 or something like that. He's got it all set up for me. All I gotta do is get the power cord and the UHF to PL259 for it.
Oh, okay. There you go. Won't be programming it with Chirp, so whatever channels you got is what you got, unless someone reprograms it. Just Motorola's aren't Chirp capable. So. But here's all your channels that you talk on, and that's all you need.
Yeah, he set it all up for me. I mean, do I sound better if I'm closer to the mic or more away from the mic?
I don't know. I'm listening to you on a really narrow band speaker. I'll get out in the car in about 3 minutes, and I'll give you a shout then. I'm just getting ready to punch out here, so talk to everybody a bit. W-A-D-A-P.
Sounds like a plan, man. I'm at OU, over by OU, heading home.
Whiskey 8 Echo Alpha Papa in the Mobile.
And so am I. No.
Nose coming down. So, know how many miles have you traveled for Christmas to visit relatives? That's the question of the day.
I'm going from Memphis to Clinton Township, and that's about it. I have one family member that lives in California, and I have another family member that lives in Texas somewhere. I don't fly unless I have to.
I was just pulling your leg because you were on the brew crew. I don't know if it was this morning or yesterday morning, but I didn't recognize you because your audio sounded completely different. I didn't even... Hold on.
Yeah, David, same thing. I said it was like his, I guess, his wish or whatever. Probably because I had a little audio hole on my microphone, so I said, try this, and that's what I did. I did that part a little bit bigger. But looking at the inside of the mic, the audio hole,
you must have been on digital. How were you getting into the East Coast Reflector the other morning? I think it was yesterday morning. You weren't going in analog.
The GM repeater from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday is linked to the ECR. So when I'm home that early, I'll download 073, and I'll get into the
through.
That's how I do it.
Yeah, I get it. I understand that, but what radio were you on, and what mode were you in? Because you sounded completely different. I mean, your microphone didn't have that high-pitched sound at all. It almost sounded like you were coming in through digital.
I was using my Alico. I was in quite a few of the regiment. Does that sound too much right now?
Like I said, you sound kind of pretty much like you always do, but a little bit better. But the other morning, you had a completely different tone. I mean, it was completely different, like night and day, different radios. That's why I wondered if you were coming in through DMR or Fusion or talking on someone else's radio, because I didn't even recognize you at all until you set your call sign.
Oh, gotcha. Hold on, let me change this. I want to take you as a different.
Hard to tell right now because you're weak in the system. Can you change repeaters? Or is it too soon? Dead man zone right there. So what did you do a minute ago to change your audio?
Well, the setting that it shows is auto, FM, Foxtrot, Mike, and then November Foxtrot, Mike, which I think is narrowband FM. Then I have AM, and then I have narrowband AM, or NAM. But I put it on audio, so I figured that would give me wideband automatically.
Okay, but you're on FM, so what choices do you have on this frequency in this mode? Narrow or wide, or auto?
Correct. It says auto, NFM, November Foxtrot Mike, which I think is narrowband FM, and then just FM, Foxtrot Mike. So I had it on FM when I started talk with you, and then when I do, hold on a second, I flipped it back to auto, and there was a difference in audio.
Yeah, it's so much noise, I can't hear any difference. It's just too much noise. Are you going towards a repeater or away from a repeater?
I'm going towards a repeater right now. I'm at Adams and Stony Creek because I missed my Clarkston turn.
Roger, so what mode do you usually keep your radio on?
Auto.
Okay. So, maybe go to wide or something. Try that out.
I think that's what the auto mode is. It's auto wide configuration, and then I can change it to FM or NFM, which I think NFM is narrow band.
Okay, how about just normal FM? Did you try that?
Yeah, let me go back to that. Hold on. Okay, this one is FM only.
It sounds about the same, but like I said, there's so much noise in your signal, it's hard to tell, but it doesn't sound any worse. It might even sound a little better.
I have the manual somewhere. I have to read up on it, but I believe when I was reading it, it said it was auto wideband, narrow if needed or something like that. But I think the auto portion is always wideband.
Roger, just for S and G, can you put it on narrow band? I don't want you to get distracted, but whenever you can, go to narrow band to see what that sounds like.
Okay, give me a minute. Okay, this is November Foxtrot Mike.
Okay, now talk a little bit closer to the mic.
Does that sound better?
I don't know, you gotta talk. You gotta talk for a minute.
Okay. Mary had a little lamb, it's place of void as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb took off and went to market.
Well, sounds about the same, maybe a hair bit better, but you're way quieter. So I would just go back to FM. Try it on FM for a minute.
Okay, this is back on just FM, not auto and not NFM. This is strictly just says FM.
I don't know who else out there is listening, but I think I like that one the best. Maybe it's all in my head, but they do have a lot of noise, but to my ears, that one sounds the best.
Well, I'll stick with this one then for right now. You guys are helping a lot trying to get this radio adjusted the way I need it to be. And when you guys have a unique sound, I'm trying to figure out if it's my voice or if it's my radio.
I don't know, it's probably a little bit of both. You have a kind of a mid-rangey, upper range to your voice. It's, you know, it's not saying you have a feminine, you have a deep voice, but it has a lot of high, I don't know, it's hard to explain, high overtones.
It might be because I'm an announcer. Every so often.
Yeah, I don't know. It definitely sounds better than drilling the hole definitely made it sound better, but it's still really high pitched. But it doesn't hurt your ears like it did before. So I would say it's definitely better, and I would just leave it in just regular FM, leave it there, and go with it. And we'll see how you sound on your new radio when you get it.
Yep, I just got to get the parts for it, and then I'll put it in here, play around with it,
But he had a radio, including the horses. Anyhow, well, be careful on your way home. You know, it's starting to snow here in Shelby Township. So, anywho, I'm just about pulling up in my driveway, so I'll catch you later.
Well, thanks for the mic check and the audio check. I don't like blowing people's ears off that way. Unless I'm doing a show. And yes, that's my job, blow people's ears off to make sure they pay attention to me. But, they don't have any drink.
Wait, before you go, I got one other question. Now, you said you did a UHF to PL-259. Usually, SO-239s are called UHF connectors, unless you're talking about it's bigger than an SMA, smaller than a PL-259 with coarse threads on it. That is, there was a weird connector that some of the car stereos had. Like, I had a CB built into my car stereo, and it had that weird adapter. It was like maybe the size of a TV coax connector, but it was like coarse threads instead of fine threads.
It's almost like the connector that you find on a 800 radio. You know, it's like a tiny PL-259. So all Wally told me that it's a UHF, the PL-259. So if it's a 203, it'd be a 203.
Inline splicer. I had like this metal connector that was like for splicing coax together, and it was like some weird, it was like a PL, it's like a coax connector full size, but it was smaller. Like closer to the size of a, you know, what's on the back of your television set, but a different thread. Like a, could have swore it was like a coarser thread. I actually may have one of those adapters laying around, but I'll check it out. If I have one, you're welcome to it, because I'll never use it. But anywho, all right, we'll catch you later, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow. WAVAP.
Yeah, I'm on QRZ. I got an email there, and if you have Facebook and you're on Wally's Facebook, I'm on there also. You can always send me a message. But 73, enjoy the evening. Stay warm. Easy. Take care.